Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to another Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Thursday, March 18th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Blue Skies, Los Angeles, as I do every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. We love hearing from you, so please join us to listen in or ask fabulous questions, tell a joke, or just be there for us by dialing 347-857-2710. We are live until about 3:45 p.m. Pacific Time today, so hopefully you'll have a moment to listen in and ask some questions. We have a very exciting guest. So once again, that phone number is 347-857-2710. And once again, our shoes are hitting the pavement on Restaurant Row, and we will zero in on some gustatory moments coming up later in our Serious Reservations segment. But before I introduce my guest today, I hope you don't mind, I would like to take a brief moment to dedicate this broadcast to my dear, dear friend Rebecca, who is having major cancer surgery today, or probably she's already had the surgery today. So I want to send lots of love and good wishes out to you, Rebecca, for a speedy recovery. And this love is floating through the airwaves as we speak. Love you, Rebecca. Well, if you have an artistic talent or are a lover of the arts, my guest today will not disappoint. She is an award-winning mixed media artist whose carefully composed palettes come alive with a dynamic energy bathed in zen-like peace. Doesn't that sound fabulous? And she's here. She's here live with me today. So please give a warm welcome to Clara Berta.
Oh, my. Thank you.
Hi, Clara.
I'm so excited to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You know what? It's nice to be on my show, too. I enjoy my show because I get to meet lovely people like you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So let's get down and dirty. I understand you're wearing comfortable shoes yourself. We
Very
spoke just
comfortable.
A moment
I put my heels on,
on
today just for you. They're Sergio Rossi.
I can feel the love in this. Are they red?
No, they're beige, and they're very comfortable.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's, you know, that's what the show is all about. That's what the show, how to be comfortable in your Sergio Rossi shoes.
They're perfect for dancing.
I love it. Oh, see, you're a passionate person, and that's what you bring to your art. And tell us more. You know, you were born in the Hungarian enclave in Romania, and that's very interesting to begin with. And I wanted to find out, because of your background, what are your earliest memories of that experience, and how has it affected your art?
Well, I really enjoyed spending quality time with my grandparents, my grandmother making grilled oatmeal, and going to pick corn in the fields with my grandfather, and just having lovely times in the fields, actually. Yeah.
How was that translated into your themes in the art? That do you take that experience with you?
I do take that experience with me. It just helps me to get more grounded and be more present and be in my body and connect more creatively to nature and to my art. I realize the more we connect, the more creative we get. And when making art, we are releasing our creative energy, and this stimulates all areas of our lives, make it business or personal. And the more creative you are, the more passionate your life will be.
Well, that's very true. How did you get started doing art?
I started when I first moved to Los Angeles in 1987. I started painting with oil, and then slowly with time, I went to acrylic. I love painting with acrylic because it dries fast and you can do so much with it. And then now I'm really into texture and using collage and personal pieces to create work. And I also love teaching.
So what made you move from one style to the next? Were you influenced by someone? Was it through a teacher?
I love Robert Rauschenberg's work, and I love Joseph Cornell's collages, the beautiful boxes that he used to make. And I just love that you have more flexibility with acrylic and with creating mixed media style of work.
That's great. Was there this little, you know, everybody says, well, there are a lot of people that don't or listen to that little inner voice. We all have kind of a guide inside of ourselves that says, oh, go here, don't go here, do this, don't do this. And we have to learn to listen to that voice, whatever you want to call that, because that guide, that barometer, 99% of the time is right on in whatever we want to do. So was it that little voice inside you that said, Clara, focus on your art. That's this particular journey. That's your passion, and that's where you should head.
I've been an actress as well, and so being creative in all areas of my life kind of helped me to focus. And yes, I agree with you. Listening to that voice is very important, because the more passionate you are about something that you love to do, and then the income will come as well.
That's true. I think a lot of people say, well, the arts, it's not a very lucrative industry. I mean, it can be if you sell your pieces, but I think if you really have a passion for it, you need to pursue that, and then the joy and passion of pursuing something you love so much hopefully will bring the income that you want from it.
That's very true. You have to invest in your career, and using social media tools and marketing is very important for an artist. And so I've been doing more of that, and it certainly has been helping a great deal.
That, you know, it's so true, because marketing, I think, is key. And not to say that your product doesn't have to be the best product, but when you, what year was it? Maybe it was in, I want to say the 70s. I remember. I don't know if you remember when the Pet Rock came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody bought the Pet Rock. And the way it was marketed, it was, oh, my God, you can have a friend in a rock, and you can name your rock, and it was this and it was that. And the man that came up with this idea became a millionaire overnight. But
wow.
when you really look at it, it was just a rock.
Uh-huh.
And so it's hype. It's truly marketing you and a concept, and in a language that will make people go out and buy your product. And it will sustain due to the quality of your work.
Very true.
Because I'm sure you've heard, and unfortunately, where was I? Oh, there's a blog called Soul Pancake, and one of the little questions that people were blogging about was something to the effect of, why do artists become successful after their death?
Mm.
Do you have any thoughts about that? Hopefully you're going to be even more, you're already a selling artist.
I'm thinking about it.
You know, you're an award-winning artist, but hopefully you will achieve all that great success that you want and we all want for you while you're alive and can enjoy it. But what are your thoughts about that?
I feel like it will happen for me in this lifetime. I think maybe people just don't appreciate sometimes what they really see, or I'm not really sure. I know that we touch others with our work, and it's important to share it. So it's about moving somebody or making them feel something.
But it seems that when somebody who has an art is very subjective.
Yes.
So if you read about these Basquiat, are you familiar with the work of a young guy named Basquiat?
Yes, yes.
Yes, well, his life, unfortunately, was a tragic one.
And he was very young.
Yes, he was very young when he passed away. I think it was drug-induced. I'm not quite sure.
Yes.
But what a talent. And he had an exhibit at the local Modern Museum here in Los Angeles. And I thoroughly enjoyed his sense of color, and whatever angst he was feeling was expressed in his art. He came from a mixed parentage, I think, Cuban, a Latin influence.
Mm-hmm.
But my question, which I just asked you, was would this young man have had a show? Would he have been an important artist in the modern culture if he had not died such a horrible death?
Hmm. Well, he was an amazing artist.
Yeah, well, yeah. So that's just a very interesting This is just a very interesting question, and I guess when you pursue one's passion, it's not in the pursuit of how many awards you'll be getting, the acclaim that you'll be receiving, the money that you'll be making. It's for the art itself, whatever that is.
Right. I agree with you.
You know, you're agreeing with me an awful lot. I like that.
Oh,
you.
Okay. All right.
I love that you're agreeing with me. It's all about
me.
Oh,
I'm just a little excited and a little bit nervous.
Are
this
you
is
being,
my
are
first
you nervous?
Radio show.
Oh, yeah, I know. But you and I were just having a little tete-a-tete, a little chit-chat, you and I.
Okay, I love it.
About you? Of course you love it because it's about you. So tell me about your new 2010 Mixed Media Interior Design Series. What is that all about?
This is all about creating a series of work that I've created more recently that's more nature and more feeling, more spiritual. It's just I'm in a place where I'm really grounded and in a happy place, quite content in my life, and I want to share my work more with interior designers since, you know, it contributes a great deal when you share it in your home or in your office or in any space. And
let's create a little visual for our listeners about the type of work that you do. Your work is done on panels, large.
Yes, I love painting on wood. I have beautiful wood panels. Some of them are antique farm wood. I have a wonderful friend who creates these frames for me, and I create texture, and then paint them, add collages to them, and make something personal sometimes. And I get commission work that's personal as well. And
I know,
so I create something that's about you.
That's wonderful. And you also have a wonderful sense of color. There's a lot of vibrancy in your work. And the personalized artwork that you do is just so wonderful and innovative because when someone is looking for that special gift for someone, whether it's a special birthday, an anniversary, or just to recognize a person, you do these collages. And how does that work? If I wanted to do one of these collages for a friend, how would that work?
You come to me and we look at some of your photographs, pictures from your travels, writing, whatever you'd like me to create and put, and we'll select the pieces. We'll take a little history about you and your family and colors and where you would put it, and create a feeling from the work and create something really personal and beautiful and touching.
Can you share with us some of these collages that you have done
I created a piece for a young boy who is 10, and he created all of the artwork, and I received the material, I went through it and selected pieces and created a story, and then put it on lovely wood panel, and invited the mother over and shared the work with her to see if she liked it and what else I could do to make it better or if it was going in the right direction. And we went from there. I created
a piece.
I'm sure
you learn as much from the patron as you do from the experience that you've had yourself. Every piece is completely different in its genre,
its style. It's different, yes, yes.
That's a wonderful way to
and inspired.
It's inspiring, isn't it?
Yes, very much. I'm also inspired by my students. I have students I teach on Wednesday and Saturday mornings, and they create amazing works of art, and I'm so pleased to share my work with them.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to have been to your studio where all this magic happens, and it is a zen-like, peaceful setting, and so I can see why your work reflects that zen, peaceful-like setting because you surround yourself in that environment, and it's a wonderful place to create and discover.
I think your environment is very important. The view from your office is nice. I have a lovely view of my backyard. Settings are important. Creating atmosphere is important. I love to bring that into my home and feng shui it and just create peace and balance and have a nice energy of flow of things.
Well, I think this is where art can come in for people who, let's say, unfortunately have a living space where, let's say, there aren't a lot of windows or their surroundings aren't as bucolic. We can take one of your pieces, put it up on a wall, and you can create that environment in your home.
Yes.
There you go, Bean. Yes, again, I love having you on the show.
Oh, my, thank
you. It's so beautiful. It is so beautiful. And you've been
I'm so glad you have the show in the afternoon, not in the morning.
Not in the morning, because, well, as an artist, you're probably an afternoon person, like a lot of artistic people.
I am. I'm an afternoon person and an evening person.
Your afternoon delight, is that right?
Yes, I am.
You are afternoon. Well, it takes, you know, everybody, there's circadian rhythms are a little bit different. People work better in the morning or in the afternoon or, you know, whenever it's conducive to be creative, inspiration can come. You don't know when it's going to come. That's the beautiful thing about inspiration. You can't say, okay, I'm going to sit and be inspired. A lot of people do. Sometimes nothing happens.
Right.
But that's okay. But you never know. There's so much opportunity around us.
That's so true. Take a little trip to the ocean and you feel something, or take a little trip somewhere. Be outside in nature. Everything touches. Well, I am touched by so many things. Yes.
You are. You were touched by Italy, though, aren't you? That's one of your...
Oh, I love Italy. Oh, my God. That was my favorite trip.
So tell us more. Tell us about your Italian trip.
I'll tell you about my Italian trip. I spent 2 weeks in Florence at the Santa Reparata School of Art, and I studied printmaking, is what I originally started doing, and I went to the Tuscany area, and I took a digital photography class and took some amazing photos. In fact, that reminds me, I need to integrate some of those images into my work now, because I just love the architecture, the people, the wine, the cheese, just, you know, lovely siestas they have, and the art, and there's just so much that, you know, that touched me while I was there, and just being, I felt like I was living there. So it was nice to get a little studio apartment on Via della Spada, being across the street from Roberto Cavalli. It was quite nice.
I know, because they have comfortable shoes, don't they?
Very, yeah.
Well, the beautiful thing about the Italian culture is that it's similar to feeling manana. Everything is... Sit down at a cafe, watch the people, have a coffee, have a little glass of wine, and just relax and enjoy life and what life has to offer. And in my own experience traveling the world, I always tend to want to bring all those things back. I don't necessarily want to buy a T-shirt or a mug or anything like that as a souvenir, but I want to bring back that experience of what it's like to just sit among the people and breathe in that culture. But unfortunately, you can't. in that way, it's going to be different when you come home. But you get to re-experience that in a different way through your art, and that's just beautiful.
I think we need to do more of that here. Enjoy and appreciate and be grateful for what we do have here.
Exactly. As I usually seem to talk about the economic condition every week on my show, only because I feel that I might be going against the grain when I say this, but I think there's a lot of opportunity now, even though there's high numbers of unemployment, people are losing their jobs, and it's unfortunate, but I really think that there's opportunity also, and
we just
need to take a different look at things, change our attitude.
I think it's important that we connect more and create lovely evenings and have friendships and, you know, family and be more present and be, you know, connected.
It's true. And the connection comes with people you know, because people sometimes are always looking outside themselves for a business connection, a personal connection. But when you look within and know the people that you know, you can build your circle of influence. And that's how it all works. It's all about really who you know, but who you know by saying, oh, I know Clara Berta, she's this and that. And word of mouth is the best form of advertisement. Don't you find that? Haven't you?
I have found that more and more recently. word of mouth, friends recommending someone to me, take a class, check out Clara. You know, Facebook is wonderful. I just love it. Twitter is as well. So I think, you know, it's important that we use those tools that we have.
Yeah, it is. That's what technology has done for us. It has allowed us to reach those people around the world that we might not ever reach in an insular society. That's the beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. You can share your artwork with people around the world.
I love that. I just
and you know, mm-hmm. This is the international tour.
Yeah, you can go on YouTube and check me out. I just got a new little promo video, and I love it. It's really beautiful. Starting to get some views now.
Beautiful. So tell me, you just told us about your mixed media interior design series. How does that differ from your Berta Art line?
Berta Art line is the works that I create that are personal to me, and I was looking at creating some work that is more for homes and for, you know, different settings, offices, corporate places. It's all pretty much the same. It's just another theme.
I love that.
Another style.
And you know what? It's nice. It's kind of a Chinese menu with you, right? One from A, two from B. Isn't that what it's supposed to be? It's nice. You get a little hodgepodge. You get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You can have some of this, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably where the department store came from. Instead of just going into one place to buy a rubber band, not only can you buy a rubber band, but you can buy lingerie, you can buy a belt, you can buy shoes, and that's great.
Yeah.
So you listen to your customer. Your customer is king, and so whatever your customer wants is something that you can do, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, I love using nature and, you know, coffee and eggshells and, you know, just simple little things that you can recycle and reuse.
I love that. I gave you a little name. You're green art. I'm glad you brought that up because you mentioned that you do use a sustainable material in your work. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
See, there you go. You're such a positive, agreeable person. I love that. See, why wouldn't anybody want to do business with you? You're just fabulous. You're so agreeable.
Oh, thank you, darling. You are wonderful, too.
Thank you. So, being a creative person, you've been an actress, you're an artist, and you also studied psychology. How has your study of psychology affected your art?
I think being more connected to people and to understand people and just understanding myself better is the first part of it. And
bingo! We have a winner. Isn't that true? No, but isn't that
true,
though?
Very true. It all starts with you.
It all starts with us. It's all about us.
Yeah. Yes!
It's so true because people say, I don't know. It's so different. I don't know. But when you work on yourself in
mm-hmm.
any form or fashion, you express yourself differently to people you come in contact, and they view you differently. People might come up to you and say, Clara, what's so different about you? Did you lose weight? Did you change your hair color? What is it? I don't know. It's delightful. Haven't you had that?
I have.
And how do you feel when people respond to you that way?
I just say that I am learning to be more in my body and connecting and observing and feeling more.
Yeah, it's called a human being, right?
Yeah.
Because you're being and you're not the doing. The human.
Right.
I think we tend to be the human doing more than the human being.
That is so true. I agree with you.
We
need to be in our bodies more to connect more with people.
Right, exactly. People, because there are so many little gems and little gifts out there that we could receive if only we were to see that person that we're dealing with and to listen. I think.
And to listen. That's,
that's the hardest
thing
to do,
listen,
isn't it?
Yes. And to be patient.
Keep going. There's a list, right?
I know.
How many are on your list? I got a long list.
Patience and listening. Those are my top ones.
The top two?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the big, those are big too. I think a lot of people are in the same boat with you on that. But it's a we're all a work in progress.
As long as we are aware, that's the best. The first step is to be aware.
Awareness is key.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness is key. It absolutely is. So has this economy inspired you? How do you have you been discouraged by hearing a lot about lack, that people don't have money or jobs or whatever? Is that affecting you as an artist?
Yes, sometimes, but like this year has gotten much better for me, and I'm just looking at the positive things, not paying attention to the media so much, and being very focused. I think that's the key, and finding ways to market myself and to, you know, be in touch with others and to connect with others and to find ways of promoting my work and my teaching. So I just love where I'm at right now.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Wow, that's a great question. I'm sure I'll have a show in New York again. I'll have gallery representation. Oh, I'll have a line in a hotel for sure. I'd like to be in a hotel. Oh, speaking of hotels, I've been accepted to a show called Dreams on Canvas, and that's going to be at the Four Seasons in Westlake Village. And they're having a special event on May 1st. So I wanted to share that because it's also a charity event. And it's going to benefit the Circle Care Foundation. So I'm very excited to be a part of that.
Well, congratulations. What is the Circle Care Foundation?
The Circle Care Foundation is to help care for older people and the caregivers and support the caregivers and their loved ones and people with memory disorders. And
is this for any specific disease like Alzheimer's or
yes,
caregivers
yes,
in
exactly.
general?
Exactly. Yes, yes. Dementia, Alzheimer's. So I'm very excited to be a part of this group and help them. Yes.
That's wonderful. So if people are interested in coming, it's May 1st, correct, you said?
It's May 1st, and the organization is called the Circle of Care Foundation.
So they can go. Is it posted on your website?
I'm going to post it on my website. I'm going to.
Okay, so
Circle
that website
of Care Foundation.
Okay, that website is www.bertaart.com. That's B-E-R-T-A-A-R-T. .com. So bertaart.com. So people can check out your work and that wonderful show that you're going to do.
To the benefit. Yes, that's going to be up next.
That's exciting. Fabulous.
Yes. Yes.
You are a doer, Clara. That is one of the wonderful qualities about you. You market yourself. You don't let anything really discourage you. You just go out there and take a step and figure it out. And I applaud you for that. And I wish all of us could take those little tiny steps, as scary and unnerving as they may be at times. You never know where they're going to lead, and it's important than being stagnant and stuck in one place and being frustrated because things aren't going the way we want them to go. But sometimes that vision is different. So applause, kudos to you.
Thank you so much, and I want to send some love and healing to your lovely friend Rebecca as well.
Thank you. I know she. It's in the afternoon here in Los Angeles, so I'm sure some of these surgeries probably took place in the morning. So I've been sending some love and vibes all day for her because she's a special lady, and I want her to recover beautifully. So I'm sure
she's feeling
the love.
Yes. And I'm so grateful to be on your show. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, I want to let people know, besides your website, which again is bertaart.com, people can contact you at clara@bertaart, C-L-A-R-A, clara@bertaart.com. And also those 10 fabulous digits that people can dial is 818 602-692-0465. And once again, you teach art 2 days a week, is that it, in your studio?
I do. Wednesday evenings, 7 to 10, and Saturday mornings, 10 to 1. We have a nice, small, intimate group in a beautiful setting, and we have a lot of fun, do music therapy, and create amazing works of art.
Wonderful. So what kind of work are you working on now? Do you have a piece that you're in the middle of?
I'm creating a commissioned work right now. I have small boxes that I'm working on, and so it's a fun little piece, yeah.
Well, wonderful. Well, Clara, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was just lovely chatting with you and hearing all about you and all the exciting things that you are doing with Berta Art and your new mixed media interior design series. I love that. All you interior designers out there, get down with your fine self and give Clara a call. You know, put some beauty in her. Look at other people's homes, right?
Love it.
That's the way it's supposed to be. And once again, to contact Clara Berta, you can go to her website at Berta Art, B-E-R-T-A, BertaArt.com, or Clara at BertaArt.com. And then that phone number, so you can speak to her live and in person, is 818-692-0465. And let's not forget Clara's lovely show at the Four Seasons Westlake Village on May 1st to benefit this wonderful charity for caregivers.
Yes.
So thank you, Clara, so much. And you're more than welcome to hang on and listen in and ask questions. We're going to take our shoes on a little gustatory journey right now. So
ooh,
thank you so much. Keep creating. And I
will.
Look forward to seeing you in a hotel. Well, you know what? It's so funny. You said you wanted to be in a hotel, and voila.
I did, and it's
you
happening.
You are.
Yes.
Okay, check it off the list. How easy was
yes.
that?
Visualize.
You visualize. So what's the number two? What's the next spot? What else are we working on?
What else are we working on? We're working on that. I'm teaching. Check out my video on YouTube.
So you want another art show? I mean, what's your next goal? Another New York show?
I'd love to be in New York. Yes, yes.
Okay, so that should be coming your way very soon.
Yes.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Clara. And everyone, buy some Clara Berta artwork. It's beautiful. It's lovely. And you
thank,
can check it out on
Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Well, it's about that time again, ladies and gentlemen, to go on a little journey behind the orange curtain. And for those of you that are not in the Los Angeles area, when I say the orange curtain, I mean Orange County, which is about an hour south of Los Angeles, 50 miles in a car without traffic, and that's relatively rare these days with all the cars in Los Angeles. But that's what I did. I took a little gustatory journey to Orange County, Costa Mesa, to be exact, to South Coast Plaza, which is a shopping mall of shopping malls. It is the Donald Trump of shopping malls. Gucci, Pucci, Fiorucci, Prada, you name them, they're there. They're everywhere. Chanel. Everything is there. And when you think about going to a shopping mall for lunch, you don't really get an idea of, you know, you'll have a nice lunch, like a ladies' lunch, a salad, or a nice sandwich, but you don't really get a foodie experience. And being a foodie, that's what sometimes I'm always looking for, something that's just a little different. So I have a friend that we meet halfway at Orange County in South Coast Plaza, and my friend took me to a fabulous place for lunch that I'd like to share with all of you called Marché Moderne. And Marché Moderne is located on the penthouse level in South Coast Plaza, and this restaurant is driven by a passion for market-inspired ingredients and classic French cooking techniques. The owner and chefs are Florent and Amelia Marnot. Oh, I love that French. I get to use all that French study that I have buried deep inside. And so they've created this wonderful contemporary French bistro, and it has just opened the spring of 2007, and it is located at the penthouse in South Coast Plaza. That is just level 3. And I must tell you, The food was superb. It was just delicious. And I want to share with you what I had. So you might want to get a napkin out and wipe the corners of your mouth because it was just so delish. So delish. I started off, I'm a big herring fan. I mean, I love all the most unusual things. My philosophy about dining out is this, is that I'm an adventurous eater. I want to try something so different, so unique out that I don't make at home. I can have chicken, I can have steak, I can have a sandwich anywhere, but I want to invest my time and my gut because those calories are going somewhere on something that's a little more unique. So at Marché Moderne, listen to this. This is what I started with. It's called a tribute to Gustav Anders. And if those of you that are listening that are familiar with the Orange County area and Costa Mesa in particular, Gustav Anders had a restaurant there that served fish and these delectable herrings. And so this particular dish, a tribute to Gustav Anders, it's North Sea herring, lemon, coriander, nuts, carrots, warm potato, and horseradish. Can I tell you, that alone, it was to die for. My lips were watering. And then, because I'm just a wacky and unusual person, I completely went off the block and had a dish that consisted of octopus with chorizo, and it was so, so delicious. And having a sweet tooth rather than a savory tooth, I ended this beautiful meal with a warm chocolate cake. One of those cakes, you know, that's very difficult to make because I like it where it's all warm, and then when you cut into it, that little molten chocolate center just oozes out, and that's what it did. It was warm right from the oven, and as I put my spoon into this cake, that little warm center just oozed out, and it was accompanied with a coconut cream and a delicious gelato. It was so, so delicious. I ran home just to work off the calories. But I highly recommend it for lunch, and they are also open for dinner. And some of their other entrees include roasted Tasmanian ocean trout, which is delish. And being a French bistro, they have moules frites, which is mussels and the French fries. And that is such a classic bistro meal, as well as sautéed sweetbreads. I happen to love sweetbreads. I'm not going to tell you what sweetbreads are for those of you that don't know. You can look it up. But it is so delicious. And also steak frites is also a traditional bistro meal. And so I highly recommend going to Marché Moderne. They also have a wood-burning oven tart and a lovely selection of wines by the glass. They have a cheese selection. So you can come to South Coast Plaza, do a little shopping, and after a long day of shopping, rest your 10 little toes at Marché Moderne and have a cheese plate and a glass of wine. It will be lovely. Let me give you that information in case you are interested in stopping by. It's 3333 Bristol Street in the penthouse on the third floor in Costa Mesa, California. Their phone number is 714-434-7900. You can log on to their website at www.marchemoderne, MarcheModerne. .net, or email them at marchemoderne@sbcglobal.net. And not only was the food delicious, but the staff was gracious and lovely as well. From the moment I arrived to the moment I left, it was just a soup to nut. I give it out of 10 shoes, I give it an 8 shoes. 8 shoes, that's Lauren's code, 8 shoes. So I highly recommend a trip to South Coast Plaza and Marché Moderne. I think this was an eating week for me because I didn't stop at Marché Moderne. I went to another place, Pasadena, which is maybe about 30 minutes east of where we do our show here in Los Angeles. And I think it was on St. Patrick's Day, and I wanted to be different because I'm always an out-of-the-box person. So instead of going to a Irish restaurant or a pub to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, I decided to continue this French theme and go to a French place. And that's what I did. I went to a place called Noir Food and Wine. And, you know, this is, again, it was delicious. I must tell you, the caveat for dining in Pasadena, and sorry, Pasadena, is that I don't really find many wonderful restaurants in Pasadena for lunch or dinner, unfortunately. It is not, it's not that kind of a town. They're average places, but this place really, really hit the spot. And this place is kind of located off the beaten path. You know, Phyllis, my GPS person didn't even get this right. I don't know. This was off the map. It's on a street, on a one-way street near a comedy club, which would be great to go in the evening and have a little comedy and come back to food, Noir Food and Wine, and have a glass of wine. But I had the Farwell burger. It was a burger on that delicious ciabatta bread, you know, the crispy bread on the outside, and it's soft and tender inside. And then this burger was flavored with tarragon, and then it was topped with caramel onions, a remoulade sauce, and melted manchego cheese. It was to die for. And I didn't stop there with the calories and the starch. I went right on to the French fries, and the French fries were accompanied by three dipping sauces. One was a red bell pepper, had a little spice to it, and then there was a goat cheese and chive, and then an aioli, which is like a mayonnaise, a garlicky mayonnaise-y dipping sauce. That was to die for. My friend had the shrimp and sausage gumbo, and another fabulous dish. She thoroughly enjoyed that. But I suggest when you're going to a place like this, because they have such an expensive wine list, and you know what? It's okay to drink during the day. I want to put that out there. It's okay to drink during the day. We started off with something bubbly, which I love the bubbles. They tickle my nose. And a suggestion for something bubbly, if you want something rosé, the Comte de Nablaine Brut Rosé was delish. And most people would think a rosé is a little sweet. No. This was delish. And Barcino Cava Brut, delish. Very good. And so, again, having a sweet tooth, I ended my delicious meal at Noir Food and Wine with a sweet potato dessert topped with cinnamon ice cream. Oh, my God. Starch, starch, starch. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was decadent, delicious, and again, I walked home from Pasadena. I worked it off. It's not a problem. It was so delicious. I don't know. Something about eating, like what we were speaking about with Clara, it uses all my senses. It's a visual, taste, touch, smell. The host, Tom, at Noir Food and Wine was so charming and amiable that that was the entree into having a wonderful experience at this charming bistro-like restaurant. And our server, Tara, who is from Spain, was fabulous. The chef here is Claude Beltran, and he comes from Madeleine's restaurant. And it was just so delicious. And they are also open for dinner. So you can come in and just have a cheese plate again. You don't have to spend a lot of money to have a lovely experience. A little cheese plate and a glass of wine will be just fine. Well, I can't believe the time has come and gone. It's been such a pleasure talking to you out there and to Clara Berta, mixed media winning artist. And again, if you'd like to reach out to Clara Berta, you can go to her website at bertaart.com. You can email Clara at clara@bertaart.com. Give her a jingle at 818-692-0465. Again, 818-692-0465. If you'd like to give me a jingle, recommend a restaurant that the shoes need to go to, please give me an email, a jingle at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com. That's good vibe, V as in Victor, I, B as in Betty, E, experience. goodvibeexperience@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. Join me next time for another wild and crazy journey in someone else's shoes. And what can I say? It's been lovely chatting with you, as always. I love our time together. Would love to hear from you, though. I want to know what's on your mind. So this is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you again. joining me and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. See you next time, and I look forward to helping you find comfort in your own shoes. Bye-bye.